Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. We're asking the question tonight, who benefits from Islamophobia? I'm also asking the question, and I'll give you the answer later, of the very many terrorist attacks in the United States between 1980 and 2005. What percentage of those were carried out by extremist Muslims? Answers coming later. Now, I mentioned the extraordinary letter, extraordinary in many ways, politically sagacious, I'm not surprised at, but beautifully crafted letter that Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, has addressed to the youth of North America and Europe, going over the heads of the political leaders, going over the head even of their parents, though he begs leave for that very elegantly, because he thinks that the youth who will be in charge of these countries, in charge of the world in years to come, need to hear from him. There, he's saying it, not because I overlook your parents, rather because the future of your nations and countries will be in your hands. And he goes on to address some of the issues that we're talking about this evening. Let's see if we've got more quotes up here. Many attempts have been made over the past two decades to place the great religion of Islam in the seat of a horrifying enemy. He makes the point that since the collapse of the Soviet Union, there has been a very concerted effort made to put Islam in the place of communism as the bogeyman, the demon, the enemy, that must be confronted without and within. He asks, why does the power structure in the world want Islamic thought to be marginalized and remain latent? Study and research the incentives behind this widespread tarnishing of the image of Islam. Very powerful appeal. And he goes on later in the letter to suggest some of those reasons, motives. Don't allow this dynamic and effective reality in today's world to be introduced to you through resentments and prejudices. In other words, learn what Islam actually is, what Islam actually says, rather than what the Sun or Sky News or the BBC tell you that it does. Gain information about Islam through the Quran and the life of its great prophet. And he says, I'd like to ask you whether you have directly read the Quran of the Muslims. And of course, the vast majority of people have not. And one final one from the letter. Don't miss the opportunity to gain proper, correct, and unbiased understanding of Islam so that hopefully future generations would write the history of this current interaction between Islam and the West with a clearer conscience and lesser resentment. It's a very elegant piece of work, and we should be grateful for it. Of course, it hasn't had very much publicity in the Western media, so I'm happy to try and publicize it here. Muhammad is in South Wales, always worth hearing from. Muhammad, who benefits from Islamophobia?
Asalaamu Alaikum to you, George.
Wa Alaikum Salaam, go ahead, sir.
Right, well, there's a whole bigger picture here, isn't it? Who would benefit from all Islamic phobia? Well, basically, it would benefit the wealthy family of Rothschild, because what they really want to do is have a third world war, right? So they are basically trying to get Iran into anger so they can have another war with Iran. So that's the reason why it's so easy for them to target Islam. And basically the ISIR, so-called Khalifa, is not actually a Muslim. He is a Mossad agent, right? Do you know what ISI stands for? Israeli Intelligence Service. That's what it actually stands for, not the Islamic. And he is working for the Israeli government. There is no such thing as a Khalifa. He cannot appoint himself as a Khalifa in the Muslim Ummah, right, okay? And the people who are helping him, it's sad to say, that is the Saudi government, right, a Kuwaiti government, and United Arab Emirate government, right? They are the one who is backing these kind of a terrorists. Do you know they released 20,000 Saudi government prisoned from their jails to go and fight with these Muslim people, to go and kill these innocent Syrians, Iraqi people? And yet the West is saying, oh, it's Islam terror. It's not Islamic. It's nothing to do with these people. It's nothing to do with Islam. Islam is a loving, peaceful, kind religion, being humble to other human beings. The Prophet said, if they are not your brothers or sister in Islamic faith, they are your brothers and sisters in humanity. So how I could, if I'm a Muslim, how could I go and kill a Christian person when he is my brother or my sister? This is absolutely terrible what they're trying to pervade about Muslim Ummah, George. It's sad.
Like the curate said, Muhammad, that contribution was good in parts. First of all, the Rothschild family, I really don't understand this infatuation with a family utterly marginal in both financial and political affairs. And I really hate it when I think that it's a synonym for Jews. Stop looking under the bushes for Jews. Secondly, the so-called caliph is not a Mossad agent. He's not an Israeli. He's not a Jew. He's a fanatic Takfiri Muslim. He's a real person. His name is Samurai. He's changed it to al-Baghdadi. He's an Iraqi. The people who are cutting out the hearts and eating them in Syria are Muslims. They're Syrians and Iraqis or Chechens or British or Norwegian or Swedish or Danish or Dutch or Belgian or French fanatics. Stop denying the truth. Stop denying the truth, because if you deny it, you will never get to the heart of the matter. We have to win back Islam from this narrow, fanatic, extremist, Takfiri, Wahhabi, Saudi-sponsored madness. And you won't do it if every time they commit a crime, you're looking for blue eyes, or every time they commit a crime, you're looking to blame the Rothschilds, or every time they commit a crime, you're looking to say it's actually Mossad. I'm sorry, I'm getting angry with this kind of stuff. Let's go to the video wall and take some Twitter feed, which comes in. By the way, the debate continues on Twitter after the show. Here's three. Sykesy says Israel, America, and the UK. Well, that's three of those who definitely do benefit from Islamophobia, three of the culprits that I referred to in my opening remark. Uncle Sam, who benefits? No one. Maybe gun sellers or imperial colonialists. Islamophobia is food for their greedy policies. Very good. Shah, 1028, says America needs a war. Muslims don't. The economy is crashing. Keep calm and carry on. Well, the Twitter feed is going bananas. Let's hear from Zona. Is it Zona in Leeds? Yes, yeah, go ahead.
In Paris, we had a mad gunman on the rampage going at Charlie Hebdo, a satirical magazine. Now, what did Charlie Hebdo do so wrong? They depicted a person called Muhammad, who 75% of the world don't even believe he was a prophet at all. So what's so wrong in drawing a cartoon about him? Do people deserve to die because of that? Yesterday, we had a filthy rodent from Tel Aviv who hadn't stabbed enough people on the bus. After he'd got off the bus, he went and stabbed an innocent woman in the back. Listen, Mr. Galloway, just wake up and smell the coffee. At the end of the day, there's no such thing as Islamophobia. It doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is that Muslims committing crimes all around the world in the name of Islam.
Wake up and smell the coffee. If you don't like the West, shove up to Gaza. We don't need you here.
Well, Zona, in a call designed to say there's no such thing as Islamophobia, did rather a good job of demonstrating just exactly what Islamophobia looks and sounds like. First of all, it's not true that 75% of the world don't regard the Prophet Muhammad as a prophet. In fact, almost one third of the world believes that he is the prophet of Islam. But however many people do so, they do so sincerely. There are far more people believe that Muhammad is a prophet than are adherents to any other religion in the world. And yet we are asked, and we should, show respect to other religions in the world. There are more Muslims in the world than there are adherents of any other religion. So Islam is the biggest, the main religion in the entire world.